Just like my own journey into cycling, this weekly column is going to start with features on well-known Metro Vancouver cycling destinations with dashes of food stops and interesting sights. Cycling can really open your eyes to your own city. Vancouver has so much to offer, and I hope to share some of it with you. Where? Seymour Demonstration Forest, or more accurately the Seymour Valley Trailway, located in the Lower Seymour Conservation Reserve in North Vancouver Y. A long winding stretch of well-paved path that is embraced on both sides by tall trees. You can escape both cars and harsh sunlight. The trail is friendly for all fitness levels of cyclists and all types of bikes. Difficulty. Though kind enough for all fitness levels, the terrain does feature elevation. There are gentle rollers that gradually descend to the end of the trailway, making it a climb back up. There are no sharp steep pitches. If you are worried about the effort, getting into an easier gear and taking it slow and steady will allow you to finish the trail without difficulty. The path end-to-end is 10 kilometers, making it a 20 kilometers round trip if you opt to turn around and go back the way you came. If you are an adventurous and experienced rider, experts recommend taking Spur 4 route out, which is a hilly and challenging ride. How to get there? Most people drive up Lillooet Road and park at one of the lots near the beginning of the trailway. Unfortunately, there is no public transportation that gets you all the way up, but you can get close via bus if you ride to the end of the Line General Store, 4193 Lynn Valley Road, and bike your way to the trail. Alternatively, be ambitious and ride up from Mount Seymour Parkway to the head of the trailway. It is a steeper, more arduous method of getting there, but so much more rewarding. Important notes. 1. The park can get very busy. Please be mindful of your own safety and the safety of others as you enjoy the trail. 2. Conversely, the trail can be wonderfully empty of people. While serene, it is a long trailway and you should be prepared to deal with problems alone, such as mechanicals. Cell reception can be spotty at the very end of the trail. Make sure someone always knows where you are. 3. In autumn, the combination of typical Vancouver rain and fallen pine needles can make the pathway treacherously slippery. Ride with caution. Brian Lim likes to ride bikes, sometimes with his camera. He's a complete and consummate amateur, both in cycling and in photography, and says he doesn't take himself seriously, and neither should you. Lim wants to share his love of cycling, so please reach out if you want to talk. You'll find him on Instagram at @wheelsandwhiskey.